All right, 3, 2, 1, let's get it. Welcome, everybody, to another edition of What's Your Problem, the podcast. And here on What's Your Problem, we dissect the biggest challenges we all face: uncertainty, adversity, and complacency. And you need some skills to be able to handle the adversity, embrace uncertainty, and never settle again. And those skills you already have within all start with the letter C: communication, curiosity, creativity, continuous learning and action, and productive confrontation. Quickly, I want to break those down for you. Communication. It's how you communicate to yourself that we'll talk about today, how you communicate with yourself, and that way you can communicate with the world better. Curiosity. It's asking questions instead of living in statements. It's creativity. When you lack the resources, you get creative. You become resourceful. Continuous learning and action. There's more out there that you don't know than you do know. So every single day, man, you're pouring and investing in yourself and applying what you learn, because it's not enough to just learn. There's a bunch of books behind me. It's not enough to just learn. It's how you apply what you learn to your own personal life. Not telling everybody else what to do, but you heed it yourself. You do it yourself, and you become the example that others can follow. And then it's confrontation, productive confrontation. Setting standards in your life, living by principles and values. Principles are what you stand for. Values are the actions. Principles are your nouns, what you stand for. Values are your verbs. It's how you maneuver throughout your day. And it's a quick checklist that you don't allow certain things in your life anymore. And today, man, I want to explore a mantra that I want you to begin to reframe your mind with. The last few episodes, we've been talking about how to institute productive change in your life. And sometimes, man, life can get super overwhelming, right? You've let yourself slip so far back, or you seem to be so far off track, or you look up and all of a sudden you're 20 years down the road. You're like, what the hell happened? But you can quickly get back on track and get back in line. But the concept I want you to embrace is something's got to give. What is it you're willing to give up? And what is it you're willing to give to? See, the hardest person that you're ever going to face in life is the old you. When you decide to become something new, the old you, the vices, the voices, the past is going to try to suck you down and keep you stagnated and stuck in life. How many people do you know that have aged significantly, yet they're still stuck on something from 20 years ago? They can't shake past it. Something's got to give. When I began to institute change in my life, people always ask me about the consequences. How much sleep do you have? That's the number one question that all people always ask, because I always got up super early. I would post on my stories what time I was getting up, 3:30, 4 o'clock. First question people would ask is, well, what time do you go to bed? And when I would tell them what time I would go to bed, they'd be like, man, how you do that? See, they're looking at the consequences, but they don't realize I had to do something drastic in order to build confidence. Hence, something's got to give. See, when I began to reshape my life, because things began to erode. Life doesn't happen all at once. It's a slow erosion, or it's a slow building. And in my case, a little over a year ago, things had begun to, well, that was the epiphany. Actually, it was a little further back than that. But about a year ago is when the thought, when I finally hit the wall, I'm like, wait a minute, I've let so much slide. I was eating bad. I was telling people what I used to do, yet I wasn't doing it anymore. I was drinking. And it wasn't bad. It wasn't out of hand like it once was. But I was on my way. Direction is more important than speed. And I'm going to unpack that thought here in just a minute, because that's the thing that you got to look at. The direction that you're heading, it may not be very fast on a negative side, the direction that you're heading. But you got to look at that. You may not have hit the wall, but if you're heading toward the wall, you're eventually going to hit it. And ultimately, it's going to bring you down. Remember, that's the two things. It's the thing I always bang the drum on. Eventually and ultimately. Eventually, good or bad, eventually things are going to change. And ultimately, they're going to either take you to another level or you're going to bottom out. And so the first thing that people always ask is, what time you go to bed? And they were shocked to hear how little I slept. But see, I had to get that confidence back. And this meant that I had to keep a commitment to myself. If I go to bed early, or if things just come up and I go to bed late, you're getting up at the same time every single day. I had to keep that commitment to myself. This is a non-negotiable. Because see, when you're trying to change, if you keep things negotiable, double up later, do it later on today, you're going to always lose that negotiation. Because see, remember, the toughest person you'll ever face is the old you when you're trying to create a new you. See, the old you doesn't buck as long as you stay within your comfort zone, as long as you stay within the things that you've always done. Even if you try to deviate a little bit, I'm just going to drink on the weekends. Your old self is like, cool, no problem. I'll make up for it. And you end up drinking twice. You eat bad. And then you derail. You wake up in a deficit. See, it's all these kind of different things. And I'm primarily talking about health because health is the number one thing that you probably have to change. It's your lead domino to everything else. But swap it out. If your health is great, but then there's other areas of your life that is not so good. Because see, wealth is spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, and relationally. That's the six parts of wealth that you got to have. So if you're not wealthy in certain areas, and this is something, dude, I got to constantly work on too, then you got to make a statement to yourself and say, man, something's got to give. And when something's got to give, a lot of times people look at this as a lifetime sentence. It's not a lifetime sentence. It's a season. It's a season of sacrifice. That once you get this season right, then you can just add the seasoning. You're just sprinkling along the way. It's easier to keep it going than get it going. The get it going is the hardest thing, especially when you're having to go a whole different direction. You're having to pull yourself out of the mud. You're having to pull yourself out of a decade or more of being in the mud, of being in the trenches. But during this season, man, it means that you're going to have to go to extremes, at least for a short amount of time, in order to set the table for long-term success. So for me personally, it was an entire year that I lived on minimal sleep. It wasn't going to be forever, but there were 3-hour nights. There were times I slept three and a half hours, dead tired the next day, still showed up. It meant that I had to sacrifice some hangout time with the family and with friends. I couldn't go to restaurants because I was trying to not cave to the feeling of drinking or eating appetizers and saying just this once, because just this once isn't a moment, it's a mindset. And so I had to go really, really radical and forge a new path completely. This is why communication is the beginning of the five C's. It's communicating with yourself. It's drawing the line in the sand and being honest with yourself and saying, something's got to give. What is it I'm willing to give up? And what is it I'm willing to give to? And one thing you have to understand is life is not a balance. It's a mixture. It's never going to be a 50-50 weight distribution. Get that out of your head. There is no such thing as balance. There is a mixture. And sometimes that mixture, dude, is oil and water. These are those oil and water days. And you know, oil and water, no matter how much you agitate it, no matter how much you stir it up, it's that separation. And that separation is how you have to think of the 80-20 principle. That means that 80% of your old life, you're going to have to shelf, not necessarily totally do without, But for right now, man, you're going to have to shelf 80% of your old ways, old way of doing things, old days, old month, quarter, year. You're going to have to shelf all that and focus on the 20%, just a few things that bring you in alignment with your higher future self. Again, it's not a sentence, it's a season. And once you get the season right, then you just apply the seasoning and keep rocking. Focusing on that 80-20 principle, 20% of just a handful of things, just a few things. This is where that curiosity comes in. And the curiosity is where you don't really know what you're doing. You don't really know where you're going. You have a direction. But see, that curiosity, you start asking, what if I did this? Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. But see, here's what's great about it. The fact that you're asking questions, you're growing. Yes, you do some things wrong, but sometimes you got to do things wrong in order to get things right. You have to break things up to improve the efficiencies, to root out some things. So that curiosity that you're living in now is a beautiful thing because you're asking questions. You wake up every single day with a curious mindset and you're like, what else can I do? How can I apply this? How can I be more efficient? And see, you're being curious and you're no longer living in these statements. You have no idea how much you live in statements until you embrace a creative and curious mindset. And then you look back on it and you're like, bro, I had no idea how many assumptions I made, how much I thought my life was dead, how much this was it. And I was just going to get through a day, a month, and somehow, you know, the tooth fairy was going to come along and save me. No, now you're being creative. Now you're being curious and you're asking all these questions. Creativity is actually your ally, man. You are closer than you think to your whole life changing. You're actually 90 to 120 days from either your life totally changing or you're putting a significant dent, so much so that you're at the point of no return. There's no way you're going back to that. And it's by working just 3 to 5 step process every single day. Simple things. Win the decision, go to the next thing. I bang the drum about the process. The process creates the rituals. The rituals create the results. The process is where you just start. I don't know, really know what I'm doing. I copy from someone else. I put something in every single day. It's a non-negotiable. Boom, 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 boom. I do these. The ritual is where you amplify the process. You take it to another level. You actually create the ownership. It is yours. It is a blueprint that is just for you. And you adopt that and you light up when someone asks about it and you just keep iterating that thing. And that's what gets the results itself. And so I'm telling you, man, you're closer to your whole life changing, closer than you think. Isn't 90 days worth the investment to erase a decade or more of destruction? That's how significant the mind and the body is. When you can adopt this, I don't even know when it's going to change. I don't even worry about it. I just do these 3 to 5 things every single day that bring me in alignment with the direction where I want to go. Because remember, direction is more important than speed. Let me park that for a minute because direction is more important than speed. How fast you get there is irrelevant. Doesn't matter how long, how fast, none of that. Get your mind off the speed. Is the direction that I'm heading, is the things that I'm doing every single day, is that in alignment with the direction that I'm heading? And if the answer is yes, damn it, keep on rocking. If the answer is no, just tweak it just a little bit. You're just a little bit out of alignment. It's just like your tires. You just make a little course correction. You make a little small adjustment. And that's what's great. When you have 3 to 5 things, even when one thing is off, you have 4 other things that keep you in alignment. So when you have an off day, a lot of times it's off process. So you just make that necessary adjustment. You bring it back in alignment. And because it's so small, it's one thing. You don't condemn yourself. You don't beat yourself up. You just say, oh, I just got to make this slight adjustment. Good to go. All right, let's go. This is how you get creative. No longer are you worried about, oh, if only I had this, if I had more time. No. How much time do I have? These are your minimum standards. I always say, set your floor goals. Get the floor right. Get the consistency right. And the intensity is going to follow anyway. Just be consistent. You got to be average in order to be great. Build the consistency. What are your floor goals? I know you'd love to be able to read for 2 hours. Can't do it. Can you read for 20 minutes every day? I know you'd love to work out for 2 hours. Don't have that. Can you work out consistently every day for 20 minutes? Because the way that you've been doing it ain't working. Something's got to give. You got to shake that 80%. You got to shake that old notion. Even the 80% that, man, back in the days, I used to be able to get rid of that. Trash it. You're older now. You've gone through a lot. Trash all of that. Start over. 20%. What is just 3 to 5 things I can do every single day that bring me in alignment with my future higher self? Whenever that is, I don't worry about it. I'm telling you, dude, something's got to give is a powerful mantra. And if you're willing to endure periods of discomfort for long-term gain, you can't help but win. You're the benefactor. You're the beneficiary. It's just for you. Why wouldn't you put yourself through some temporary discomfort? You think I like running in the mornings? In the dark? In the cold? No. You think I like working out? Busting a sweat? Getting all tingly? Because that sweat's starting to pour out? I'm creaky? My joints hurt? No. But I checked the box. I got it done. I put myself first. And everything else, dude, is an automatic win. This is that short-term discomfort that I'm talking about. This is how you face uncertainty and adversity head on. Just a few things every single day because you're holding yourself accountable. You're willing to productively confront the bullshit in your life, the negotiations that you have with yourself. You're willing to gag the voices and bind up the vices that have gotten you to where you are today. Not today. All I got to focus on is today. That's it. Every day is day one. Remember, every day is day one. It's not one day. It's day one. Tomorrow, day one. You had a bad day today? Cool. Flush it. Tomorrow, day one. Every day is day one. This way you don't slip because every day is day one. You got to put yourself first, man. You have to put yourself first. You come first because if you put yourself first, everyone else benefits from there. Everyone else benefits from there. And so the something's got to give, it's probably your health. It probably is. Because health is your lead domino to everything else. It's the tip of the spear. Because see, even if you're rich and you have poor health, you can't buy your health back. But you can be broke and healthy and become filthy rich. And I'm saying rich in all six areas. Spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, emotionally, relationally, check the box. Six pack wealthy. Yeah, I have a six pack. Wealth. All of those. So health is your greatest asset, man. And let me tell you something. You get your health right, everything else in life, no matter what the adversity, no matter what the uncertainty, bring it on. Because see, you beat the old self. Think about that. Think about when you beat your former self. You just put them to bed. You just pin them down. And they beat the shit out of him every day. And he tries to get up. And he tries to whisper to you. And he tries to remind you. And you just bitch slap him. Sit down. I'm laying the brick today, bro. Every single day. Any other thing that you come up against, any other adversity, uncertainty that you come up against, you're ready for it because you refuse to be complacent. because every day you work in the five C's: communication, curiosity, creativity, continuous learning and action, and productive confrontation. This is how you won't go unconscious and just slip in life. You will have falls. You will stumble. But you'll be equipped to handle those things because, number one, you said something's got to give. Number two, you set up the non-negotiables. Number three, you worked a 3 to 5 step process every single day and you got your health back. And when you get your health back, anything else, it's magical. I'm telling you. And this is how you leverage other things. So in other words, when you win your health, and I'm really emphasizing this because 99% of people are suffering from something in the health part of it. But when you win that, then you can leverage that into all other areas. You can leverage it into business. You can leverage it into relationships. You can leverage it into insurmountable odds. You can leverage it into starting your own business. You can do all kinds of different things because what you're doing is, because you beat your former self, now it's like a big old big ass bank account, and you're taking those funds and you're applying them somewhere else and saying, what's the next thing? And see, this is where you become more dependable. This is where people, even your family members, say, oh shit, he keeps commitments. See, your family notices. Your family notices when you rock off of 3 hours of sleep and you still show up and you go get that workout in and you still take care of your work and you take care of the household and you come home and you refuse to eat foods that just are destructive in nature and you say, no, y'all enjoy it. This is what I'm going to eat. And they see that. This is what's going to make you more dependable, not only to your family, but dependable in society as well. This is what's going to deepen your connections. This is what's going to make you more valuable in life. This is what's going to create a purpose for you in life. And every single day, instead of being a paper bag in the wind, you wake up every single day and you're like, let's go. What's the next thing? Bring it on. Do I like the discomfort? No. Am I scared at times? Yes. Am I uncertain? Is there a lot of adversity? Yes, yes, yes. It's all right. I'm built. I'm equipped. I built this. It's what it's all about, man. It's what it's all about. So I want you to ask yourself as we wrap this thing up, what is it you're willing to give up? And what is it you're willing to give to? Start super simple. Just a couple of things. You can always add something else. Don't get 20 things. Just a few things. Wake up at a set time. Bust a sweat every single day. Write. Can't stress that enough. Write one page every single day. You'll empty your mind. You'll clarify your thoughts. I'm telling you, you'll be able to think clearer and quicker. And you're communicating with yourself. You're unspooling, unraveling those thoughts. Because the thing about when you're writing something, you got to conceptualize it because you don't want to just write blah, 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 blah. No, you're writing these things out. You're picking up the pen. You're thinking about it. You're like, what is it I'm trying to say? What is it I'm wrestling with? Why am I frustrated? What's going on? And you write those things out long form. You're going to find that throughout your day, man, life just drops other things in. You're like, holy shit, I just wrote about this. It's a beautiful thing. And then when you see that, you're like, wait a minute. Life is paying attention. Life is working in my favor. Yeah, it's tough. But damn it, I'm winning. So man, something's got to give. What is it you're willing to give up? What is it you're willing to give to? That's the thing. And when you do this, the adversity, the uncertainty, and the complacency have no room because every single day you rock out of your five C's: communication, curiosity, creativity, continuous learning and action, and productive confrontation. All right. Let's get out of here. Thank you for joining me today on What's Your Problem podcast. Be sure and share this episode with someone who needs it. Be sure and listen to it. Take notes and apply it to your own life, more importantly than sharing it with someone else. I'd rather you share your actions and people question you and say, dude, what is it that changed your life? And you're like, bro, I just started thinking different. I started doing different. And the What's Your Problem podcast helped me out. You may want to check it out too. I'd rather you share your actions. And then when people see a difference in your life, then you can tell them, hey, check out this podcast. All right? Remember, keep it simple, keep it moving, never settle, stay tough. Let's get it. Peace.